Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Welcome back to Deluxe Krabby Patties.
Oh, I would love a burger. Just a burger, not a Krabby Patty, but whatever. All right, hello friends.
You should try a grilled cheese cheeseburger.
I should do that. I want to. That sounds delicious, actually. Mm-hmm. So,
hey.
Aside from us being fat fucks, we are here to cover a book today. Because that is what we do on this podcast.
So awkward. That was such an awkward transition.
I loved it. I felt good about it. I felt strong. So today we're doing Reckless. Woohoo! New book. I didn't have my dust jacket on in my room, but I put it on just because I figured you also wouldn't have it on, so I figured one is better than none. Okay, great.
Look how cute my bookmark is.
Let's see.
My coworker got it for me.
I can't see it. Is it just... Oh, cute. I was only looking at the back, and I was like, it's not very... Oh,
sorry.
I was like, it's fine. It's not that cute. But that is very cute.
It's wood.
It's a little cat. So, this is book, I guess, two? When it's a novella, is it, like, point whatever?
It's a half.
Okay. Yeah. So, this is the full book two of the Powerless series, because I guess the novella was, like, 1.5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah. Book two... this is, I think, the smallest book of the series in length.
Yeah, full books, yeah.
So,
wait, also, breaking news. She's coming out with another novella.
Why? Why can't we just read a fucking full series? It's so annoying.
I just saw that on Instagram, unless that's fake news, I don't know. But they were like, oh yeah, I'm going to whatever, and the novella's gonna come out. Like, I wonder what she's gonna do for it. I was like, bro, what?
Okay, we'll let you guys know next episode if that's true or not, because I need to investigate this.
Which intrigues me, because how did the book end? How did book three end?
But unless, like, she may have also, like, in theory, I don't know what order she published, what if she wrote Adina's novella after this? Like, it could just be, like, additions to the story. See what I'm saying? So it doesn't mean maybe that, like, book three ends crazy. It could just be, like, who fucking knows? I don't know. I'm intrigued, though. I'm intrigued. Alright, so I guess we'll see.
It's giving, trying to stay relevant. Anyways.
Fair. So, this book. So, for this part, we're going to do, again, the first half of the book. In this case, it is pages 1 through 202, chapters 1 through 27. So, it's a little bit more than halfway, just because we wanted to get to, like, a good stopping point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the last book ended with Kai and Peyton being, like...
So close.
Hateful lovers.
They were so close to having it all. Yeah. And then Peyton went and killed his father.
So Peyton killed the king because she hates him. But she also then found out that Kai killed her father. So now they both killed each other's fathers. I feel like there's no coming back from that.
No. And now Kit is a villain.
I like Kit's villain era, we'll talk about it, yeah. But I'm actually not mad about it.
I know, but, like, I feel bad that, like, he is where he's at. But, like, I love it as well. As from a reader's perspective.
Yeah, right, yeah. I do feel bad for him as, like, a person, but as, like, a character, I'm, like, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. So, the last book ended, Peyton was, like, running toward the Scorches.
Mm-hmm.
She's going probably to the city of Dor, which we know is...
Non-magic.
So, Ilya is the only city that has elites. Mm-hmm. Everywhere else is, like, just normal fucking people.
Yeah, and they gave us some more, like, history of, like, the story, like...
Which I enjoyed.
How did we get here?
Yeah, okay, so...
Should we start with that, maybe?
Why not?
Do a little toss-up?
Yeah, sure. Let's give a little history lesson.
Yeah, all right. History 101, a literal nonsense podcast.
We are history majors.
The founding of Ilya.
Tell us about it, Hal.
Not the founding, but anyway. So, like, they've been under this, like, elite society for 37 years.
Yeah.
Because of Kai's dad.
Yes.
The king. So this plague comes, and it makes some people to have these, like, new powers, which they've never seen before. Everyone was just normal before. Mm-hmm. Then this plague comes, and the people who survived had these powers, and then I guess some people just by luck of the draw.
Right.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah, it was like a result of this plague, which is interesting, but fine.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Almost like a mutant moment.
Yeah, like a side effect.
Yeah. I was thinking of like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
But like, fair. Yeah.
Anyways.
Like, yeah, like a Spider-Man moment.
Yeah. Which, okay, cool. But then they, like, were doing history search or whatever, and they were finding that the people who didn't have powers were, like, infectious towards the elites.
Again, like, they're telling us the history as is, like...
But they said, like, they just said, like, that it was proven.
Right, like,
but they didn't, like, go into, like, how was it proven.
Right, and this is also, like, the written history, so then I'm sitting here, like Peyton said, sure... If non-elites, like, have children with elites, like, they might not have power. So, like, yes.
Yeah.
But, like, is it actually that they're diseased? I'm speculating no. Like, I think it's, like, propaganda.
Well, yeah, if you just think of any, like, Punnett Square, that's what happens through generations.
Right, but, like, that should also be, like, the people's choice. Like, if that's your vibe and you, like, want to, like... sleep with someone with who's elite, like, kind of like fucking, like, pure bloods in Harry Potter, you know what I'm saying? Like, if your choice is, like, you want elite children and you want to go find an elite, fine, but if, like, you fall in love with someone who doesn't have powers and you don't care, that should be, like, a choice, not, like, let's kill these people. Like, I feel like that should just be, like,
there's... death to all!
Yeah, like, I feel like it should be a choice of, like, if you're, like, a stuck-up asshole and you want to only have, like, cool, powerful kids, fine. That's, like, your prerogative. I feel like that should be where it stopped. Not, like, let's mass murder these human beings. But here we are. Fine. And everyone...
Fiction mimics reality.
Also, everyone was just like, yes. Like, that's what I guess really gets me, is, like, the king said this and no one was like, no.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I guess not because these people have these powers, you know. How are, you know, regular Joe Schmo gonna be able to defend themselves against fucking the Hulk coming at them?
Right.
You're done.
You're all a bunch of assholes, basically, is my point. But yes, whatever. So, yeah, we got, like, that history, which I liked. I liked a little more background because it's fun. And it also explained to us why the other two cities, Dor, and I forget the other one. Let me see if it's on the map.
Isn't it, like, Tanga or something?
Tando.
Yeah.
So, Dor and Tando. So, they don't have any elite people. But they also were explaining how the reason the king was so, like, fucking up in arms about having elites is because Ilya was, like, the weakest city.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
now,
yeah, yeah.
They all were, like, finally, like, we can, like, have power. Like,
yeah. And then literally shat on everybody and then, like, segregated themselves from...
But, exactly. Like, that's what Peyton's point was, okay, great... You kept all these elites, but because of how you're shunning everyone, we don't have any trade partners now. That's why we have the slums.
Yeah,
like,
why people, like, it's, like, Peyton actually pointed out, like, they're, like, in dire straits right now.
Right. Like, they're almost making, what's it called when, a siege, right?
Mm.
Like, they're, like, sieging themselves.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, outside help. And they're, like, fine. Like, not really.
Yeah.
So, we got that history. Now... Peyton's on her way to Dor because she's like, well, I need to go be safe. I just fucking killed this guy. Okay, fine. And, of course, Kit is sending Kai after her, which I feel as though Kit should probably have thought about this. Like, they both love her.
But it's, like, it's also a test for Kai, you know?
But, like, fuck you, Kit. You go fucking get her.
He's the villain now, don't you see?
But my point is Kit wouldn't go get her.
Oh, my God.
He would also pussy out. You know what I'm saying?
Well... That's why I'm like, is this bitch gonna get back to the castle? Because I want to see what Kit does. I think he's gonna make her...
I agree. I'm curious.
His...
I hope so. But I don't know. I don't know if Kit has it in him. I think
maybe
Kit's kind of a bitch.
Life.
I wish that for Kit. Like...
No, this is young adult. They don't have that. They don't have this.
Yeah, I guess. But I think that'd be fun for Kit. But at the same time...
That'd be fun.
I don't think Kit has it in him. If I'm being honest, Kit doesn't got the balls. Okay, but, so Kai's following her across the fucking desert. She's dying. She's, like, fucking bleeding out. Oh, yeah, she's a wound.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's, like, kind of, like, hysterical.
Well, because, and I guess, honestly, wait, hold on. I'm, like, forgetting a little bit. But before she gets to the Scorches, there's, like, interactions with, like, she's hiding at her old house. Kai burns it down. He chases her. That's how she gets the wound.
We skipped right over all that.
I mean, we did skip it, but, like, is it that important? Like, no. It's like they're chasing it. It's like a cat and mouse game.
Yeah, cat and mouse game for sure.
I do think...
Not a dark romantic one.
No. Oh, I know. I hate saying that term even. One. I do think what was interesting...
I mean, it was crazy. She was in the fucking... Somebody breaking into your house?
No. I think we would know. Continue.
What was I gonna say? Oh, was I gonna say what I thought was interesting?
Yes.
Or what I enjoyed?
Probably.
I did enjoy she was like in the chimney.
Yes.
Setting the house on fire.
But you know what I also enjoyed?
I was like, wow, that's so fitting.
What I also enjoyed that part as well is, like, he's, like, okay, it's a little dramatic, for sure, but I did enjoy that he's, like, having this dialogue.
With himself.
But he's pretty much, like, saying, like, I haven't found the courage to kill her yet. And I was, like, that tugged at my heartstrings a little.
Yeah. I will say, though, however, that since we recorded and we talked about the last book, first one, now I'm cringing more and more when Kai
speaks. Okay.
And I'm getting really upset because I don't want to cringe. But okay. I'm like, oh my god. Again.
Okay. So I'm agreeing. But this is where I'm conflicted with this book. Let me, I guess, start with my overall feeling of it. And then maybe we'll have, like, supporting evidence. Because I can't, like, really even gather my thoughts for this book, is how I feel. Okay. Like, to talk about it, I'm like, I don't know where I feel.
Okay.
So, let me start with what I like so far. Mm-hmm. I like the setting change. I always love a fun, like, desert...
Yeah, for sure.
...city
all about
vibe.
It. Yes.
I like the setting change. I do like, in theory, the fact that he's the enforcer, he's been sent to kill her, mm-hmm. but they're obviously in love with each other. Yeah. And I also like that she... It's not just, like, him hating her. I love that the book ended with them having reasons to hate each other. Mm-hmm. But, like, they're both then fighting their feelings for each other. Mm-hmm. So I like that in theory. Now, how it's done, however, with, like, the corny dialogue, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I like the vibe. Like, I also, for me, I think in theory... Not that I like this book better than book one, but book one for me was, like, so, like, I've seen it before. Mm-hmm. Hunger Games, Trials, Red Queen, here we go. I like...
You know what to expect.
Yes. I like this vibe of he's the enforcer, they've killed each other's fathers, they have this, like, desire for each other, but they're, like, full of hatred for each other, but also full of love for each other. That's, like, unique to me. Mm-hmm. So I like that, and I like the setting, and I like the vibe, but it's also not hitting.
Yeah. It's too, I'm telling you, it's too much emotion from him, I think. Listen, let's be honest, girls love to say they want the vulnerable man, the one who will tell you all the deepest, darkest secrets and how you shine as bright as the moon, bullshit.
Right. Oh, wait, what was that? It was, like, literally the exact... That was an exact quote.
Exactly. So, you know, in theory, girls love that shit. In practicality, if I had to listen... If I had somebody who spoke like Kai, like, in his inner thoughts to me daily, I'd probably be like, oh my gosh, shut the fuck up.
Yes. Like, there's one... Okay.
I don't know.
We'll get to that scene.
Does that make sense? Do you know what I'm trying to say here?
I do. So, I think I'm going to give you the exact example of a scene that you're going to feel that way about.
Okay.
So, He chases her across the desert.
Oh, you know, we forgot to say a giant thing from before all this.
Oh, tell me. What did
they fucking have their first kiss on the roof.
What? Okay, wait, that's what I was going to say. Was that?
Before.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's after the fight. I was getting there. Okay, so that's the point I knew you were going to hate. Okay, yay, I'm glad we're on the same page. Okay, so he chases her across the desert. She's, like, bleeding out. I do like a little desert adventure and, like, trying to survive, so I didn't mind that. Also, mm-hmm. she was alone, so no cringe. Mm-hmm. She gets to Dor. There's bounties out for her head everywhere. Yeah. And it's, like, in Dor because...
She's actually not safe like she thought she would be.
Correct. And in Dor, it's also, like, the hair colors, like, the crazy shit that everyone has in Ilya.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have in Dor, so...
They're just normal.
Right, they're just, like, basic, normal humans. And so her silver hair would give her away. So she's, like, wearing, like, a scarf, which is, like, very much the desert fashion. She's fine. She's great. So she goes and needs to make money. So she signs up for, like, these, like, fighting pits, which I also love for her. Mm-hmm. That was also a good vibe.
Yeah.
How did you feel?
I like a good fighting pit.
How did you feel good about that
part? Yeah, I love, like, a little underground.
Yeah.
Illegal, like...
Yeah.
Fun little shit.
Yeah, so that was great.
Like, even, like, in Crescent City, like, the Viper's Den.
Fantastic.
You know, like, I don't know. It's like GTA.
Yeah. Yes.
I feel like a little GTA moment.
It was. Okay, and I actually feel like, sidebar, describing the Viper's Den as GTA was, like, exactly how I imagined it. So thank you. Perfect.
You're welcome.
This one's probably not as, like,
I'm so glad I made that connection after we covered this story.
Yeah, right. So, go back to those episodes and act like we said that then. So, I liked that. So, she met this guy, Raphael.
Raphael.
He's, like, you know, her, like...
He's the boss.
Her fight pimp.
Basically.
She's fighting, whatever. Now, Kai is, like, looking for her. He finally gets to Dor behind her. He's looking for her.
He finds her because he's dragged there by the girl that he saved.
Redheaded girl.
Which I thought was, like, a full circle moment.
See, and that's what I'm saying. Like, this book has so much potential. Like, I love that. Like, she made it to Dor. She kind of tied up that little bow.
Yeah. Your cat's freaking out.
Yes, my cat is freaking out. He's so confused. It's okay, buddy. Anyways. But that's what I'm saying. As an author... Like, plot points and stuff, and, like, the vibe, I'm like, you got it. But I think, again, if we were 15, this writing, we would be like, mm-hmm. this would be our dream man.
Yes. You know what would be interesting is, like, do you think that's, like, this might sound really fucked up or ignorant right now, but I'm being just genuine. Does that have to do with, like, a rating level? Like, you know what I mean? Well, like, is young adult written at, like a 15-year-old, like, reading level? You know what I mean? By standards?
But here's my thing, I think
so you think we're just, like, we're beyond that, you know?
But I don't know, because we have, like, this is me and Hallie's,
We're at graduate level reading.
But here's my thing, and we always have this conversation. What? And we talk about, is young adult for a younger reader XYZ?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, though, because they consider young adult, like...
I just think it's, like, just not sex.
What I'm saying, like,
it's
like
a PG movie.
Correct. It's, like, non-adult topic. So, like, sex, drugs, yada, mm-hmm. yada, yada. My thing is I don't think it... I think a lot of the books, it feels like it equates to reading level. I don't think that's how it's supposed to be. Because, for example, good young adult books are, like, Harry Potter, Hunger Games, Twilight, in theory. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel this way about those books. Hmm. So I think nowadays, young adult books, like, yes, it very much also equals reading level. I don't think it's supposed to, though. Because, yeah, I do feel like, all right, you're being dramatic. This is what a 15-year-old would love.
Yeah.
So maybe they kind of, like, that's just their audience. I don't know. Because... And here's the moment...
We need to ask Lori Gilmore.
Yeah, be like, Lori, help us. We always will just bring it back to Lori. Yeah, we'll bring it back to Lori Gilmore every single time. Yeah. Here's my thing, and I'm circling back to, like, finally getting to this point that I think was probably both of our, like, first main hang-up with this book. So he goes to the fighting pit, he finds her, he challenges her, and so she runs, like... they agree to fight, and then
does
she
Shadow
runs.
Does Shadow have one more fight left in him?
Which, yeah. Loser. So she fucking says, like, yes, I'll fight you, and then she runs out, and so he chases her.
Because she recognized his voice, and she was like, oh, fuck.
Right. So now they meet on this rooftop.
Oh, yeah, this is where they have their first kiss.
They meet on this rooftop. Basically, they make this agreement, and they say, if you beat me, I will come back to Ilya with you. Mm-hmm. If Peyton wins,
you let her go free.
And, like, never see me again. See you fucking later, dude. Now they kiss.
So, while I was reading the scene, my initial thoughts were, please don't kiss, please don't kiss, please don't kiss.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I did not want them to have their first kiss this way.
I also felt like it was kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah. But I didn't feel any...
No.
Like, you know that more passion, more fire, more passion. Like, yes. I didn't feel any of that.
I will say the whole, like, biting thing I enjoyed, because, like, I feel like they're definitely, like, kind of people who bite and want to bleed each other's mouths and shit. I see that for them. But I was a little, like, it was weird. Like, I felt like their first kiss was definitely, like, hate-filled and weird, but it, like, didn't match the moment.
No. Because there wasn't, like, any... I would think from the vibe that I get from them, regardless of what would happen, the kiss will end up being, like, a moment of passion.
Agreed.
And it wasn't even, like, a hate-filled passion.
No, it was just kind of like a lackluster...
Yeah, like, we should do this and get it over with. And so, then, like, pretend we're confused about where we stand, you know? Like, that's how it came off to me.
So we're obviously gonna slowly, like, get to this point. I think their second kiss should have been their first kiss.
Yes.
So, again, we'll chronologically get there, but I just want to mention that now, and then we'll get to that moment. So, they have this weird kiss, they're bleeding, bizarre, and they're like, let's go fight each other, and I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. So they go fight, he wins, because mm-hmm. they both rip each other's masks off, and everyone's like, the Enforcer! The Silver Savior!
Yeah.
We hate them fucking both!
Yeah.
And
so they had to, like, escape.
So he escapes with her,
Which, okay, great. Obviously, they're going to have to end up working together. Like, I figured that was going to end up happening.
So, but then it's, like, a weird back and forth, which actually I didn't mind so much.
Yeah.
But so he's taking her across the desert with his people.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, almost at Ilya.
Yeah.
They could, like, see it.
Yeah.
And then her fucking...
They get ambushed by Lenny.
The Resistance.
And the Resistance. Well, what's left of the Resistance.
Right.
So what... Okay, this is what I was confused about.
Tell me. The person
who was running the Resistance.
Yes.
What is his fucking name?
Calum. Okay, we're gonna get there too. Wait, this was like the most random chapter.
Yes!
Okay, we're actually, you know what? It doesn't even matter chronologically where we say this, so let's just say it now. Okay, so in the last book, this guy Calum's introduced as the Resistance leader.
Yeah.
He has a daughter, yada yada. Okay, fine. Now Lenny, they go, they save Peyton, and he's like, Calum's been taken, he's in the castle.
Yeah.
So you're like, Calum's fucked, he's in prison.
Mm-hmm. And now, he's, what is his power? A mind reader, right?
Yes. So, okay. So, in this book, we're also getting sporadic Kit chapters.
Yeah, which, this was, like, the one part of the book where I was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. Like, this is the one thread that's really right. pulling me, you know?
So, we've had some Kit chapters. Now, Kit is, again, in his villain era. We see him.
We're just watching him spiral.
Yeah, he's just honestly in his room, not eating, being, like, a dickhead. Okay,
like,
fine.
I like how he dumps his food out the window.
Yeah, Kit's just not doing good.
What the fuck?
But...
That's so funny.
What was...
And Kai's mom isn't doing good.
Yeah, she's dying. I mean, what the fuck
is... What is she dying from?
A broken heart. Is that why? Probably. I'm only kidding, but I don't think I am.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Because they were like, she's beside herself. I don't know, could you be... It's only, and it's not long before she, like, goes as well. I'm like...
Yeah, I'm like, damn, bitch. I feel like you're, like, you, 50
you,
only.
I don't know, did you... Is it capable to love somebody that much? I don't know.
I don't fucking know. Well, she does, so... They probably have to, like, you know, kill her off and be like, alright, we're done with her.
We have to give Kaya another reason to hate Peyton.
Yeah, right. But, okay, so Kit's chapter. So he's, again, spiraling. We're kind of learning more about what's going on at home through his chapters, which I like that that's going on. It's, like, a mm-hmm. plot device. But
in one of these chapters, fucking randomly thrown in. Really? He's speaking to his most trusted advisor, and it's Calum. And I'm like, are Calum?
So is he a double agent? Is he the one on the inside?
I think yes. I gotta find it too. I literally was like,
Here we go. Because remember, I underlined it. And he's saying that his last suggestion was absurd at best. An absurdity that I'm foolish enough to consider. But before I can voice this or something else equally unwise, he's pulled a small box from his pocket and set it on the worn wood between us. So, first of all, what's in that fucking thing?
What's in the box? Yeah. I don't know.
So first, okay, this is what I was thinking. So first, I was like, oh, he's trying to marry him off somewhere.
Okay.
Or someone or whatever.
I'm just still shook that this was plopped in here.
I know. At first I thought it was like a wedding ring because I was like, okay. But then I was thinking, oh, maybe it's his, like, a ring of his father's, of, like, the king ring, you know? The ring the king wears. So I thought maybe it was, like, his to, like, finally, like, mark, like, him stepping into his power because he hasn't left the study or whatever. Then I was like, nah. Then I thought it was a cyanide pill.
Mm.
And that he'd have to commit suicide.
So it's a box that fits in his hand. So it can't be
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, so
what could be in the box?
Literally calls him by his name, and
I felt like this was so dropped in there again, but I appreciated it. But I was reading it, and same thing. I had that moment of like, what?
Okay, but this is what I'm saying though. Now I'm confused because he says, "You are now their king," which means you sacrifice who you were for who you need to be, and who you need to be it with.
Mmm. Okay.
So, what if...
I don't mind this.
He, you know, Kai... The plan is for Kai, when he brings back Peyton, because they believe that, like, he will do it. Instead of going to kill her, it's to marry her.
Okay.
So, maybe... I don't know.
I like this theory.
But, like, wouldn't that also be counterproductive to what they stand for as a country?
Hmm.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Elites versus ordinaries. You know, like, this chapter is very confusing.
Yeah, which I was, again, I was more so like, what? But then I was like, okay, and then I forgot about it. Because, again, then we just kept moving on normally.
Yeah.
I like that theory. I'm interested. I have no theory. My brain was, like, blank, so I like that you had something.
I had a lot of thoughts.
Okay.
I was really trying to strategize.
Okay, but I like this. I like that you at least had something to offer, because I had nothing. thank God for Hallie. Okay, so.
So, again, we learned this. That's, like, a big play in the Resistance. Okay, now, the Resistance, what's left of them, there's, like, four people. They save Peyton, now they're going back to Dor. I'm like, this fucking desert.
Which,
we're just walking back and forth.
How far are we here? Like, is it walking, like... It
took her 5 fucking days to get there. I mean, when we're just walking back and forth?
Well, that's why I was confused with, she was on foot and she was hurt, right? Yeah.
And also, she had a horse the second time with Kai.
Yeah. So, but, like, those chapters didn't seem like it took them...
I just think...
3 days or 2 days. It felt like they did it in a day.
No, I think probably, like, 2.
You think?
Yeah, because they camped out. They talked about it.
Yeah, that's true. And they had to sleep together. That was crazy.
So, like, again, there's good moments, right? That's where I'm like, ugh.
So, I like it because there's the forced proximity aspect.
I know.
Of course. But, like, I just feel like The application is not there.
Yes, that's got to where I'm at with this.
You know, like, it's like when you're painting, you know, you have to use certain brush strokes for certain things. You're not going to stipple for the ocean, unless, I guess...
Oh my God, what terms you're using? Wow.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I agree. I think, again, like, it's all there. Like, I think, in theory, again, because this book is, like, different and new, and I like the vibes, I like this in thought better than the first one, but we've gotten cornier.
Yeah, like, I like the overall idea, premise of this book, but not how it's actually given off.
Correct. So, now they're going back to Dor. They go visit Lenny's mom.
Yeah, so this I also thought was just so fucking random. Not
there's
really.
Like random half elite, half ordinary children.
Which
fine.
Because
I'm sure that did happen.
Yeah,
but like, is it relevant?
That and like, if it is, why wasn't it talked about sooner?
Well, I guess because they didn't even know about them. Because Kai didn't know about them. He was like, who are these fucking weird half people? Remember
yeah,
he was
like
feeling weird powers? He was like, oh no.
He was calculating their percentages.
Right.
Of like how much magic they had.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's never run into it. Like, they escaped.
Well, yeah, but like if he walks through the slums or wherever, like I'm sure he would be able to pick up on that, no?
But I'm sure a lot of them fled. I don't know.
Before? Or like in hiding?
Yeah, because I guess they're probably like, fuck this, gotta go.
Yeah. I felt like that could have been. I don't know. I'm not mad about it.
I'm not mad about it, but again, it's like, what was it needed?
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Like, I guess
maybe there will be relevance.
So, I think the only relevance that I think that serves is, like, to give Kai, like, an example of, like, you know, these aren't bad people. Like, they shouldn't have to suffer because they're infected. You know, like, I think it's more of, like, support for the opposing argument to, like, sway him to their side.
Right. Okay.
That's what I was feeling a little bit. That was, like, the only purpose that I could think of.
So, okay, so then they're there, which, again, I don't hate, I don't not hate, whatever. Now, this part was a little interesting to me. So, they're with the Resistance people, and, okay, fine. So, now he is their prisoner, right? Okay, so we're having, like, a little prisoner swappage. She was prisoner, now Kai's prisoner. Okay, fine.
Okay, also, wait, before we go any further... I'm also... Okay, now... See, now you got me in a mood where I just want to nitpick every single little thing.
Oh, jeez. Yay.
What did you do, Jamie? It's okay. I'll just be quick with this one. Her first introduction to Lenny, like, when he saves her...
Aw.
Okay.
Sorry. It's like whenever there's a cat around, like I gain ADHD.
I know.
Sorry. When Lenny is first introduced.
Like when she realizes it's him who's saving her and she like runs up to him and gives him the biggest hug and blah blah. I was like, damn, they're mighty comfortable together.
I feel like they're like
so
Lenny.
Then I was like, OMG. Peyton and Lenny would be crazy. Really just toss it all up.
I mean, I like this for her because she could have a brunette, a blonde, and a ginger. I think collect them all like Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Like, here's my thing. Sorry, okay, wait. Remember, wasn't Lori Gilmore telling us about, like, the reverse
harem
books?
Yeah.
I think we need to read one of those.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, like, I'm like, I need a bitch who's like, why not? Let's do it all.
Zodiac Academy, bro. We need to read that.
This is young adult, so, like, I'm not expecting Peyton just to go fucking banging everyone, but, like, part of me is, like...
It's literally all her friends.
I want that. We need to find a book. How do you know... Is Zodiac
Academy
like that?
Zodiac Academy is, like, very on par with that. It's, like, very messy. That and Magnolia Parks.
Okay, great.
Magnolia Parks is, like, contemporary. Like, it's not fantasy.
I'm down for messy.
But Zodiac Academy is fantasy. They're, like, vampires and werewolves and angels
and
shit.
Messy.
And very messy. So, what I've heard is that, like, the plot is so good, like, it's crazy, but, like, their little interactions are, like, annoying like this.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
I know. But I've heard that, like, a few times. I don't know. It's, you know, based on reader... All the people that I've heard that from are all kind of similar in, like, I would say reading styles.
Which us?
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Which is
so
fine.
I think what, again, let's bring it back to Lori Gilmore as per usual.
Yeah.
We gotta message her and I gotta be like, what was the reverse harem book?
Yes.
Because I trust her wholeheartedly with my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So, yeah. Point being, I think Peyton should just fucking throw like a reverse card and just fucking.
Reverse.
Go down a line.
That's crazy.
Like, she should have sex with Kai, have sex with Lenny. And then just walk into the palace and be like, I know you want me. And that should be it. End of series. Or, you know what I would love? Let's be authors. Wait.
Let's rewrite this.
No, not this one. That's how I feel about every fucking episode.
I know.
We should have, like, you know what would be fun? We have, like, a main character like this. Like, book one, you set the scene. You got a Kai, you got a Kit, you got a Lenny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I think the three following books should be, like, one for fucking each of them. Go down the line, bitch. We get a love story per book.
Yeah, so I think
I think that's what I'm telling you. I think Magnolia Parks is like that, and Zodiac Academy.
I'm into this shit. All right. Is something wrong? Am I okay? Maybe I'm just hormonal and horny. I don't know.
Probably.
All right, whatever.
I mean, you're pregnant.
So whatever. It's fine.
It's okay. I'm here for it. We should do it. Why not?
So nice. Well, Peyton's not going to do that.
We're the writers of our own destiny.
That's right. Peyton's not going to do that.
No, Peyton honestly gives me square vibes. I'm not going to lie. Mm. She gives me very, like,
I don't know. She's a lame loser bitch?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So now, here's where I'm thrown off, because, so now.
She's, like, generic, you know?
Yeah. But they're all generic in this book. Whatever, but it's fine. Yeah.
But, like, then you have, like, an Aelin from, like, Throne of Glass who's not generic.
Okay, here's my thing, what I think we really gotta do going forward for the next half of this book and the next book.
Yeah.
I think we gotta accept this book where it's at.
Okay,
I think we're accepting... no. I think we're expecting, like, too much.
You mean to set our standards lower?
Yeah. Like, keep it at a cool 2.
Damn, really? That low?
I think that was just, like, a turn of phrase.
Okay.
Like, ooh. I think this is, like, a 3-star series.
Yeah.
So let's keep it at a cool 3, and, like, we shouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, but it's just fun to talk shit.
No, agreed. All I do is, we literally made this to talk shit.
True.
Yeah, ridiculous. I'm just saying. But here's where this scene, I was like, what? So, Kai is now prisoner, again. I don't mind a little prisoner swappage.
Mm-hmm. Kai, yeah, I feel like you were trying to make this point 1,000 years ago.
I feel like I've tried to also make it 5 times since, but it's fine.
I just keep redirecting it. Anyways.
It's fine. I like it. It's like, we're just taking the long road to the pretty scene. And it's really, honestly, not even that good of a point. So.
Great. All this build-up for nothing.
Well, okay.
Okay, just say it.
So, Kai's prisoner.
Kai's prisoner, yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, there's, like, a little flower, meaning there's, like,
yes!
a break. Yes! Okay, thank you.
That annoyed me.
And it's, like, my hands are still tied behind my back, but now they're tied to hers. And now they're captured. I was like, what do you mean? Who? And it was ended up being Raphael.
Yeah, so...
Where's everyone else?
You want to hear my theory about what happens? Also, the amount of fucking spelling errors in this series is ridiculous.
No way.
Yes, bro. I've literally caught, like, at least 2 in this first half of the book, and there were a couple in the first one, too.
Wow.
Like, instead of, like, saying, like, oh, he was going to bring this, it was, like, being this. You know what I mean? Like, it should have said bring.
Yeah.
And I was like, who's your editor?
I love when I find
those. You can literally run this through Grammarly and it's going to give you...
But I love when I find those. I highlight them usually because it makes me chuckle.
Yeah, but like, come on, bro. I'm trying to decipher your words as it is. With all this flowery Kai's, like Kai with all this flowery freaking writing.
Yeah. Okay, so Raphael, so what's
your theory? I actually don't want to know any of Kai's emotions going forward.
That's not gonna happen.
Raphael, oh yeah, my theory, well, I don't really think this is real, but I thought about this in the moment, it made me chuckle. I feel like she was, like, had to submit this, like, and it was, like, one of those, like, last-minute things, and, like, by accident, she just deleted a whole chunk of writing, and that's why there's just missing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It was just weird.
Well, yeah, so it just felt, like, very misplaced.
Yeah, I was like, why they?
I felt like we were missing a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. I don't mind that they got captured, because I think then the scenes that followed, like, made sense. Yeah. And, like, I liked it. But, like, why? How did we get here? We put a flower there and we were just here?
Well, yeah, and then it's, you can also track back the whole, like, convenience thing of, you know...
Yes.
Her actually stealing, like, the knife from him and then being able to... fucking, like, you know, hold him at knife point to make him her prisoner, and then all of a sudden Lenny and all them come, you know? Which... And then it's like, now they're going to Dor, and now they're, like, falling asleep, hanging out in Dor, and then all of a sudden...
Raphael just... gets them?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't, like, the whole Lenny thing or whatever, I almost didn't...
Now where are they, you know?
Right. I almost didn't mind the Lenny thing in the sense of... If they didn't show up, I'd be like, where are they? Like, I'd be like,
yeah.
We just got rid of these characters. Yeah. I think this Raphael plot point, again, was definitely convenient to get to, like, the whole prison escape situation, mm-hmm. which I didn't mind the prison escape thing. I wish that, like, we, like,
she goes up the stairs so slow.
I know. We love my cats. I wish the whole Raphael plot point was, like, yeah, like, a little drawn out and, like, got more explanation.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Either way, weird. I mean, now this part, not gonna lie, I like this part. So, they are in prison with Raphael. They escape. Fine. All of that was good.
Yeah.
They're, like, going through the sewers. Now, they get to, like, a dead end, and the water's rising, and they're gonna drown and die. Okay, fine. So, now, they kiss. Here.
Yeah.
This should have been their first kiss.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, they're having, like, you know, deathbed confessions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's fervent. Like, a sinner's final prayer. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the passion.
Right.
You know, repentance. Like, oh, he tastes like longing, like regret and relief.
And then, you know, he's saying, I don't regret you or anything we did.
Yeah.
All confessions of two people suddenly aware of their imminent doom. But I melt at his words, mourn what could have been, and now I'll drown in the regret that it is him. Like,
yeah.
Great, great.
Whereas, like, literally they kiss and then it was like, that was it. Like, their first one.
He's like, she bit me and I'm bleeding. Let's go fight.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Especially that you blueballed us a fucking smooch.
Oh, wait, we also...
The whole first book. Yeah, and then you did that as their first one?
Just fucking
I would have rather... This was... Their second kiss was on page 189. I would have rathered you fucking make me wait a whole other half of book for them to kiss to do it here.
Yeah.
That would have made sense.
Yeah.
You also drew out the whole, like, hatred thing. Like, he's chasing her. And now they're about to die and it's like... We still love each other.
Yeah.
Amazing. The first kiss was weird as fuck. Fucking weirdos.
Yeah. Sorry, I was looking for it. That's yes. why.
Weird bitches.
Like, ew. I don't know. I wasn't really feeling it.
I 100% like, wasn't feeling it.
Because, like...
I texted you. And I was know. Like, why are they fucking kissing?
I know.
Or no, actually, I texted Hallie, and I said, I like the vibe of this book. And then they kissed. I said, just kidding, and got weird as fuck real quick.
So, what I did like about, this is what I'm saying, I like the vibe, but not the application. So, I did like how she was trying to tie in this, like, concept of, you know, up here, we are no one or nothing, like, we don't have a title, like, it doesn't matter, like, yada, 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 which is great, but I just felt like it was misplaced.
Right, that was a
weird
scene.
Or, like, it was done way too soon.
Yeah, like I said, I think,
And then it was just, like, corny writing.
Yeah.
Ruined me.
Right. I literally was like, okay, yes.
It reminds me of, Invade Me. No, what's it? Yeah, Invade yeah. Me, right?
Yeah.
That's from,
What's it called?
That fucking freak book, right?
Not the freak book. Dude, yes.
Right?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it is from fucking Hunting. Right?
Or was it Colleen Hoover?
Ooh.
No, it was Colleen Hoover. Yeah.
She was the Invade Me?
Yeah, was... Which ones did we read? Ugly Love, and what was the other one?
Oh, I think it probably was Ugly Love. And it ends with us. But I don't think it ends with us.
Yeah, so then it had to be
Ugly Love.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, I do
I was
remember.
Like, what is this Invade Me shit? Like...
You know, I don't like it. Okay, agreed. And, like, here's my thing. Okay, realistically, right, you're... No matter how hot the man is, like,
our
he could be...
crash together.
He could be Henry Cavill. And if yeah. he's, like, in... Or ruin me, I'd be like... No, thank you. I'll fucking pass, Henry Cavill.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, so I agree. But here's my thing, right? And I agree with this.
But then it's like, you know, I feel anything but ordinary with the prince on his knees before me.
Fine.
Like, okay, like, that's... You know, like, it's so, like...
It's give and take. It's good and bad. But here's my thing, and I agree with you.
This?
Being on the rooftop, being like, we're no one up here, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
That could have been their second kiss when they get back to the palace and other things are unfolding. I don't know. Who knows what happens?
Yeah.
First kiss, weird vibes. Their first kiss, again, it should have been, he's chasing her this whole time. He hates her. She hates him. And now they're about to...
hate.
Yeah. And now they're about to die and they're like, I don't hate you.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
Yes, yes, yes.
So they're smooching in the water. Fine. They're about to die. Now...
In the feces water.
Right. Not the best kiss, but...
Because this is, like, medieval times. Do they, like... Actually, no. They are in a sewer, so it's, like, normal.
I guess. But yeah, I still imagined it like not like a upscale fucking sewer. Yeah. We don't got like top grade plumbing over here in Door.
It's like 1850s, not a 2025.
Yeah. So she finds like a hole in the grate and she's like, there's a grate there, whatever. So now she's digging out this grate, trying to get there, and he's like pushing aside. He uses his like last bit of energy to push the grate aside and he like shoves her up. And then he starts falling and sinking and drowning. Okay, fine. She then dives in. She can't swim, but fine. She does mention, like, how she's like, I can't swim. But she, like, grabs him and, like, kicks off the bottom. So, fine. So, they get out of the sewer. I was like, wow, you really, he saved you for you to fucking try to die again. Now, they get up to, like, the top. They're laying there or whatever. And she's like, we have to go. And he basically is saying to her, like, let's kiss again. He's just being a dramatic Kai bullshit. And I'm like, I'm not falling for it. I'm honestly reading her fall for it. And I'm like, you dumb fucking slut. So, he's about to kiss her. And then he, like, snaps on, like, an ankle manacle on. And then puts it on himself. And he's like, LOL, I knew you tried to escape. Like, you're not getting away from me.
The old ball and chain.
So, now, we're going to end this part of the episode here and finish part two next episode. My thing is like, now where are we going, guys? Where are we fucking going?
I think they're
going
to end up going to Tandor.
Do you think so? Because they have mentioned it.
Yeah.
But, like,
I don't know if we're going to get back to Ilya in this book.
Also, here's my thing.
And also, when is Mac coming into the story? Where is he getting his retribution, this poor kid?
Who?
Mac!
Who?
Mac!
Who's fucking Mac? Oh! But you don't even know if he does. Like, you're saying this like it's factual.
I'm speaking it into existence.
Well, that's why I was fucking confused.
Maybe they won't go to Tando. That's kind of far.
Okay, here's my thing.
It's like far in the opposite direction.
Here's my thing. And this is what Hallie was just saying about, like, I like the theory, but not the application. There's good scenes, right? In their chase back and forth of cat and mouse, they're in an inn, you know,
he's
caring for
the
her.
The one bed trope.
Yeah, he's, like, fixing
that,
her
though, wound. That, though, I was like, oh, she's just trying to do a checklist, bro.
But they also, he was on the floor, so it kind of didn't even work.
Yeah.
He's, like, stitching her wound, making sure she's okay, and they're having these, like, intimate moments.
Yeah. And, we also find out, too, that he used Lenny's ability to, like, hear what they were saying, and so he found out, like, the story of how she killed his dad, because he wouldn't outright ask her.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he's, like, piecing it all together, and, like, in that scene is, like, when he tells her, like, I'm sorry, like, I didn't know. Like, I just found out, like, when you told me that it was I who, like, killed your dad.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, like, he didn't know.
Yeah.
So he didn't even know why she hated him so much.
Yeah.
So now it is, like, fucked up. Now he's kind of like, damn.
Yeah.
I did you dirty, like, first.
Yeah.
So, and again, I like that because it's, like, it makes sense. Like, now he kind of is, like, and I also like that she's been mentioning, whenever they have interactions about Peyton killing his dad, she was, like, you hated him. And he's, like, yeah, like, should I even be upset he's dead?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like his internal conflict with, like, she did me a favor.
Yeah.
So, I like all this, and I like how Kit is, like, I don't know how to even breathe without his instruction. Like,
yeah.
I like
how
the
it's so
vibe.
Different.
And I like the true trauma that they both feel in these different vibes. But it's just, like, again, the application. And there are a lot of good parts, like, again.
Yeah.
But I think what's noted and, like, noticeable for us is, like, even their, like, cottage scene, like, the one bed thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remembered it now, like, in passing. But it didn't stick out to me.
A lot of it didn't stick out to me. Except that one Kit chapter. But also, I heard Majority Rules is that the second book is everybody's least favorite of the series.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's, like, seems... Not that, like, it, like, they hate it, but it's just, like, eh. You know
so
what
what's
I mean?
The favorite?
I think it's, like, split between the first and the third.
Okay.
Well, then, actually, I don't remember when I watched this, but it was before.
Because my thing is this, too, right? Sometimes when you're writing a series, kind of like when you're watching a series... You have, like, filler episodes. You have, like, filler books.
Yeah,
like,
you kind of need, like, a bridge story, you know, to get from one to B.
Like, I kind of feel like that's how... I don't want to say it because I'm not going to say it right. I keep forgetting. Can you say it for me?
Come on, you can do it.
Onyx. Is that right?
job.
Okay, thank you. Woo! Onyx Storm, I really feel like, was like that. Like, it was still, I thought it was, like, middle ground, fine, yeah. Good. People didn't like it, but I think there's two more books. Like, she had to just, like, keep the ball rolling.
Yeah. Give the people something.
So, I don't know. I mean, again, I don't know. I think right now, again...
It's probably just, like, it would make sense, though, because, like, usually, you know, if you look at a story beginning, middle, and end, book two is gonna be, like, that transition period.
Mm-hmm. And here's my thing. Thus far, we're not obviously reading this book yet. We still have a whole half to go. If it was, like, vibe-wise and, like, originality, all that stuff, I'd be giving it 4 stars. The writing is knocking it down to 3 for me.
Yeah.
Like, so, to me, as of right now, it's also getting 3 stars like the first book, but for different reasons. Mm. The first book was like, okay, I've seen this before, but, like, I was like, I like it. It's fun. This book, I'm like, I like all that you're doing and, like, where you're going with the plot, but, like, you're doing it not great.
Yeah.
You're a little corny. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah. It's very shallow.
Yeah, it's just, like, again, it's like he's, like, a Tumblr boy. Like, get a grip. Like, if this was written, like, if this exact plot was, like, they killed each other's father, Kit still loves her, like, all this stuff, if this was written, like, a little better, I'd be like, holy shit. This is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't quite feel that way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, we have roughly, like, 180-ish pages or so to go.
Not gonna happen.
I'm not, like, you know, I'm definitely not, do not finishing it.
No. Never DNF a book.
I mean, I did with Red Queen, but...
I could never. I'd literally drive myself crazy.
I get that.
My OCD will not let me.
Yeah.
Anyways, yes.
I'm annoying so much. I just think, like, listen.
You bored of me?
No, never. This book? Maybe.
Again. An epilogue.
I'm enjoying this book. When I pick it up, I'm like, okay, like, what's gonna happen?
You just totally spoiled this book for me.
Fine. Do you care, though?
No, because we kind of...
Okay, don't tell me that. I'm intrigued. So here's my thing. My, so far, like, because I feel like this way we're, like, halfway through the series, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
Right now, it's like, I enjoy it. It's fine. I wouldn't say, like, oh, you're not gonna finish it, but it's like, I'm not telling my friends to rush out and get it. Which is a cool 3.
Yeah. Like, oh, did you read that book? Oh, yeah, it was good.
It was fine. I would say fine. I wouldn't even say good.
I would say it was good, but not... But I wouldn't, like, elaborate on it forever. Like, I would just, like, a book that I really, like, liked. You know what I mean? Like, I could just ramble for about fucking Fourth Wing forever.
Yeah, like, ACOTAR.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm not theorizing about this. Like, it's fine. I probably won't, like, reread it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Cool 3 so far. So, I mean...
Also, I feel like the world is definitely much smaller, so there's not much room to theorize.
Which is fine. You know, like, with ACOTAR, I like that.
We have the fucking mass verse now, right? So, like, a lot of theorizing can go on. You know.
And I feel like with this one, again, like, just because of where we're going with, like, literal nonsense, I do feel like this is, like, a good appetizer for Hunger Games. Like, I still feel that way. Like, this is fine. Mm-hmm. Like, where we're reading it in our podcast... lineup, I'm like, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to, like, get to the Hunger Games after this. Like, I need, like, a good series after this. You know?
And then what are we gonna follow that up with?
I don't know. We don't have that much foresight. We're not that planned, Al. Wish we were, but we're not. Even that is, like, probably the most planned we've been.
Do you think we're gonna have, like, a book hangover? That's the only reason why I ask.
No. Because we've read it before.
Yeah, I guess.
So we're fine.
All I keep hearing is they did Haymitch dirty. That's all I keep hearing.
Aw, man. All right. Well, we're going to get to part 2 of this book next week.
Some lukewarm feelings, but you could still save it in the second half.
That's right.
Hope's not lost. Which,
how the Knicks doing? Second half of the game. Whatever, bro.
I rule.
It's a New York moment.
Sorry, I really could care less about sports.
Well,
or basketball. Specifically basketball.
Or this book. So, okay.
Book.
We'll see you next week for the second half of this.
Just an apparition.
Cool 3 book.
Cool 3 book?
Yeah. It's a cool 3.
Oh, cool 3 book. Yeah, it's very mid. All right, bye.
Bye, guys.